The battle over the proposed pebble mine is heating up in the Alaska legislature. The Alaska Board of Fisheries last month sent a letter to lawmakers calling for an independent review of the state's mining permit system and tougher standards depending on the findings. This week, Bristol Bay residents came to the Capitol to express both concern and support for the review. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Naknek fisherman Everett Thompson says he's not trying to stop the pebble mine, but he does wish it would just go away.
In an ideal world, I wish they would have never found any of these minerals in and around our spawning areas, because something so valuable as our fish that has sustained the people of Bristol Bay for 9,000 years shouldn't be put at risk whatsoever.
Thompson has co-authored a proposal to create a Bristol Bay fisheries refuge encompassing the massive pebble deposit. While it hasn't gained approval from the Board of Fish, it did inspire the board's letter requesting the independent review. Thompson says it's now up to state lawmakers to make sure the permit system is thoroughly studied.
The Board of Fish has done their job in trying to protect and conserve our natural renewable resources. Now it's time for the legislators to do their job.
Lydia Olympic of Igiagig says she's scared by the size and scope of Pebble, which would be the world's largest open pit mine. She says last year's U.S. Supreme Court decision allowing Core Alaska to dump tailings from the Kensington mine near Juneau into nearby Lower Slate Lake makes her wonder what Pebble's developers have in mind for its tailings.
Personally, that's what I'm afraid of, is that they would put the fill, in quotes, into Lake Eliamna or into any of our freshwater streams or lakes.
Both pro- and anti-Pebble forces from Bristol Bay were in Juneau this week to meet with legislators and the governor. While surveys have consistently shown the majority of the area's residents agree with Olympic and Thompson, there was a much larger group expressing concern over the possibility of a review. Members of that group declined to talk on tape, but told lawmakers they feel like the anti-Pebble side is simply trying to block the mine from moving forward. Pebble Partnership spokesman Mike Heatwell says the two companies trying to develop the mine, Anglo American and Northern Dynasty, have no problem with a review of the state's permitting process. In fact, he says such a review will show Alaska has some of the highest standards in the world.
You know, I think it's our view, and arguably probably the view of most in industry and those who have had to face the permitting structure for the state, that we have very, very stringent standards. I mean, our aquatic life standards for water are significantly more stringent than they are for the drinking water that comes out of the tap.
Heatwell says a review shouldn't get in the way of Pebble Partnership's permitting timeline. He says the companies don't plan to start applying for permits until next year at the earliest. House Fisheries Committee Chair Bryce Edgman of Dillingham says the legislature will likely address the permitting issue soon.
Because of that message from the Board of Fish, I think we will have hearings here in the legislature on the process this session, and we'll take an objective look at the strengths and weaknesses of what's already in place both at the state level and the federal level.
Edgman was one of the lawmakers who met with the groups from Bristol Bay, and while it might not have been what some of them wanted to hear, he says he repeated what he's always said about the question of mining versus fish.
We have the last great sockeye salmon fishery on planet Earth, and we need to make not just sure, but double darn sure that we have the protective measures in place to make sure it goes on forever.
In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.